Okay, so let's dive right in. Imagine you're in a really important meeting, right? You're about to present a big idea, or maybe you're leading a crucial negotiation. The pressure is on, and suddenly, bam, you feel this wave of heat wash over you. You're sweating, your face is flushed, and your mind feels like it's gone completely blank.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely see how that would throw you off your game.
Totally. And that, my friend, is just one way menopause can totally disrupt your workday. But don't worry, in this deep dive, we're going to help you navigate those challenges. And we've got a fantastic source to guide us today, Michael Coppa, MD's blog, 10 Tips to Managing Your Menopause Symptoms at Work.
It is pretty interesting how menopause, even though it's a completely natural biological process, it's often treated like this hush-hush topic, especially in the workplace.
Right, like it's something to be ashamed of or
Yeah,
something.
exactly. So we'll definitely be digging into all of Dr. Coppa's tips, but we'll also be exploring how these symptoms go way beyond just feeling a little uncomfortable. We're talking hot flashes, mood swings, sleep disruptions, all these things that impact your emotional well-being, how sharp you are mentally, and ultimately your ability to truly shine at work.
Yeah, because it's not just about the physical discomfort, it's about how those discomforts affect your ability to perform at your best, right?
Yeah.
Like to do your job well.
You got it. And the thing is, the intensity of these symptoms, it can be so different from one woman to the next.
Oh, absolutely.
Some women might sail through menopause with minimal disruption, while others, they're hit with symptoms that can seriously impact their daily lives, and that includes work.
So that's why it's important to really understand the full range of symptoms, because that helps us figure out how to manage them. We're talking hot flashes, night sweats, those crazy mood swings.
Oh, and don't forget about brain fog, that feeling of mental fuzziness. It can make it so hard to concentrate, remember things, make decisions, and all of those are super important for being successful at work.
It's like you're trying to run a marathon, but your brain's stuck in a sauna or something.
A perfect analogy.
No wonder work can feel so much more challenging during this time. So let's dive into those strategies. Dr. Coppa kicks things off by emphasizing how important sleep is. He even calls it your superpower, which I love.
I like that too. And he recommends shooting for a solid 8 to 9 hours each night.
8 to 9, wow.
And here's the catch. This isn't just for weekdays. It's about keeping that regular sleep schedule even on weekends. It helps regulate your body's natural rhythms and hormones, which can lead to much better sleep overall.
So it's not just about how much sleep you get, but also about being consistent. See, I always thought I could just catch up on sleep on the weekends, but it sounds like that might actually backfire, especially when it comes to managing menopause symptoms.
You're absolutely right. Think of it like building a strong foundation for your overall well-being. When you're well-rested, you're just better equipped to handle stress, manage those emotional ups and downs, and maybe even minimize those pesky hot flashes.
So sleep is foundational. Got it. What else can we do to build on that foundation?
Well, Dr. Coppa also talks about the power of deep breathing exercises. I know it might sound a little too simple, but stick with me here.
Okay, I have to admit, when I first heard about deep breathing for hot flashes, I was a little skeptical. But I'm definitely open to hearing more about how it actually works.
It's really fascinating, actually. When you take those slow, deep breaths, you're activating your body's parasympathetic nervous system. That's the system that helps counteract your stress response.
Right.
And what this does is it calms your heart rate, lowers your blood pressure, and can even help regulate your body temperature. So it can actually make those hot flashes less intense.
So it's not just about feeling calmer in your mind, it actually has a physical effect on your body.
Exactly. It's like having a built-in cooling system you can turn on whenever you need it. And the best part, you can do it anywhere, anytime, without anyone even noticing.
That's a lifesaver, especially if you're in the middle of a meeting and can't exactly start fanning yourself or running for the nearest freezer. Okay, so sleep and deep breathing are key strategies. What else can we add to our menopause management toolkit?
Dr. Coppa then gives us two really practical tips that work great together.
Okay, I like practical tips.
Hydration and dressing in layers. It's like creating your own personal climate control system.
Now that's an image I can get behind. So why are these two strategies so effective?
Well, when you're dehydrated, it can actually make a lot of your menopause symptoms worse, especially those hot flashes. So it's really important to keep a water bottle with you and sip on it throughout the day.
So it's like you're constantly replenishing your body's internal cooling system.
You got it. And then there's the layering your clothes strategy. It's all about being prepared for those sudden temperature swings. Think light layers that are easy to take off or put on as needed. So if a hot flash hits, you can quickly remove a layer without feeling awkward or interrupting what you're doing.
Oh, I've totally been there, feeling a hot flash coming on and wishing I had a quick change outfit handy. These tips are all about being prepared and proactive, which I love.
Exactly. And speaking of proactive steps, Dr. Kappa's next two tips focus on making healthy choices that support your overall well-being. And those are diet and exercise. He emphasizes how certain foods and drinks can actually trigger or make those hot flashes worse.
You know, I just definitely noticed a connection between what I eat and how intense my symptoms are.
Mm.
So which foods are the biggest culprits?
He recommends cutting back on spicy foods, caffeine, and those processed foods that can cause inflammation. They can all mess with your body's natural temperature regulation and make those hot flashes even more intense.
That makes sense. So instead of reaching for that extra cup of coffee or ordering spicy takeout, what should we be focusing on?
He suggests focusing on whole grains, fruits, veggies, and lean protein, basically. Foods that nourish your body and help it function at its best.
So it's not about depriving yourself. It's about choosing foods that support your overall health and well-being during this time.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the power of movement. Dr. Kappa is a big advocate for regular physical activity, even if it's just a brisk walk during your lunch break.
I love walking. It's such an easy and effective way to boost your mood, get your energy levels up, and even sleep better.
And it doesn't stop there. Regular exercise can also help you manage your weight, which is another common concern during menopause. So it's like accomplishing multiple wellness goals with one activity.
Total win-win. So we've covered sleep, deep breathing, hydration, layering, diet, and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of great strategies already. What else does Dr. Kappa have for us?
Now we're getting into the habits, both good and bad. We'll start with a habit to break. Smoking. Smoking has actually been linked to early menopause, and it can also intensify those menopausal symptoms, making hot flashes, night sweats, and anxiety even worse.
That's a pretty compelling reason to quit. I know quitting smoking can be incredibly challenging, but it sounds like the benefits for managing menopause symptoms are huge. So what about those good habits? Where do they come in?
Well, think about those moments of brain fog, that frustrating forgetfulness and difficulty concentrating. Dr. Kappa's suggestion here is to focus on organization as a key habit.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. He recommends keeping a notepad handy for reminders, maintaining a tidy workspace, and avoiding multitasking, which can be really tough when you're already dealing with brain fog.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
By creating those systems and structures, you're basically supporting your brain when it needs it the most. I love that. Speaking of support, does Dr. Kappa talk about that in his remaining tips?
He sure does. He really stresses the importance of connection and support during menopause, encouraging women to seek out those people they can really confide in.
I imagine it can feel pretty isolating going through these changes. So having someone to talk to, someone who gets what you're experiencing, can be so helpful.
Absolutely. Sharing your experiences with others can really help reduce those feelings of isolation. It reminds you that you're not alone in this. And it's also a great way to get different perspectives and coping strategies.
It's like building your own menopause support network, which can be incredibly empowering.
You said it. And if those symptoms start to feel overwhelming or you just don't know how to manage them on your own, Dr. Kappa has one final, really important piece of advice.
I think I know where this is going.
Don't hesitate to seek professional help.
So true. There are so many treatment options available, and a healthcare provider can really help you figure out what's best for you.
Exactly. They can help you weigh the risks and benefits of different approaches, like hormone replacement therapy, and create a personalized plan just for you to manage those symptoms.
It's all about finding what works best for you. And having that guidance from a healthcare professional can make that process a lot less overwhelming.
We've covered so much in this first section, from understanding the common symptoms to exploring Dr. Kappa's strategies for managing them. What are some key takeaways you want listeners to really think about as we move into the next part of our deep dive?
You know, I think the biggest takeaway is that menopause, while being a natural transition, it can definitely throw some curveballs your way, especially at work. But it's not about just gritting your teeth and bearing it.
It's about taking charge, being proactive, and managing those symptoms so they don't take over your career or your overall well-being.
Right. And it's about remembering that you are not alone in this. There are resources, strategies, and a whole community of support out there ready to help you thrive during this time.
That's such a great reminder. So listeners, stay tuned as we continue our deep dive into managing menopause at work. We'll be right back. So welcome back. Before the break, we were diving into those practical tips from Dr. Kappa's blog. You know, the ones you can actually start using today.
Yeah, I love those. Super actionable.
Right. But when we talk about managing menopause, there's one topic that always seems to bring up a lot of questions.
I think I know what you're going to say.
Hormone replacement therapy, or HRT.
Yep, that's the one. HRT can be a bit of a controversial topic, right? Some women I know swear by it, while others are a little hesitant to even try it. So, can you give us a quick breakdown of what HRT is and why it might be helpful during menopause?
Absolutely. Basically, HRT is all about supplementing those hormones that naturally decline during menopause, primarily estrogen and progesterone.
Okay, so it's kind of like giving your body a little boost.
Yeah, exactly. The idea is that by restoring those hormone levels, you can get some relief from those really bothersome symptoms.
So which symptoms are we talking about here?
HRT is really effective for those hot flashes and night sweats. It can really make a difference. And it can also help with mood swings and even protect against bone loss, which is something that becomes a concern as estrogen levels drop.
Wow. So it's not just about managing symptoms. It's also about protecting your long-term health. But I know there are also some concerns about potential risks with HRT. What are some things women should think about before starting this kind of therapy?
That is a great question, and it really highlights why it's crucial to talk to your doctor about all of this. They can look at your individual risk factors, your medical history, and what you're comfortable with to help you make a decision that's right for you.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
Not at all. It's about finding the right solution for each individual woman. And it's worth mentioning that HRT isn't the only option out there.
Right. There are other things women can try.
Exactly. Some women prefer to manage their symptoms through those lifestyle changes we talked about, like diet, exercise, and finding ways to de-stress. Others might look into herbal supplements or try alternative therapies.
So it sounds like there are a lot of options. But it can also feel kind of overwhelming, like where do you even start? What advice would you give to women who are feeling lost or confused about all of this?
Honestly, the best first step is talking to your healthcare provider.
They can really help you navigate everything.
Definitely. They can walk you through the different options, weigh the pros and cons, and connect you with resources and support.
Having that expert guidance can make such a difference when you're feeling overwhelmed and just not sure what's best for you.
Absolutely. And, you know, beyond that medical guidance, don't forget that you're not going through this alone. There are some fantastic online communities and support groups out there where women can share their experiences and offer each other advice and encouragement.
I love that. That sense of community can be so important, especially because menopause is often treated like something we shouldn't talk about. But it shouldn't be that way. It's a natural part of life, and we should be able to talk about it openly and honestly.
You are so right. And, you know, speaking of open conversations, I think we need to talk about something that doesn't get addressed enough, the impact of menopause on women's careers. We've talked about how symptoms can make it harder to focus at work, but there's also a bigger societal issue here.
Yes. It's like there's this pressure on women to just power through menopause and pretend like it's not happening.
Yeah, it's almost like we're not supposed to admit how challenging it can be.
Exactly. Especially in a professional setting.
It's unfortunate, but there's often this stigma attached to menopause in the workplace. Women may worry that if they talk about their symptoms, they'll be seen as weak, less capable, or even unreliable.
Yeah, and that fear can prevent them from getting the support they need to actually thrive, both personally and professionally.
And, you know, it's like this double whammy because women are already dealing with ageism and gender bias in the workplace, and then menopause adds another layer of complexity, another potential hurdle. So how do we create workplaces that are more supportive and inclusive for women going through menopause? What needs to change?
That's the big question.
I think awareness is a great place to start. We need to educate people about menopause, what it is, how it impacts women's lives, and the challenges they might face at work.
So it's about normalizing the conversation.
Yeah.
Not treating it like some big secret, but acknowledging that it's a natural transition.
Right. And it's not just about talking. It's about policies and practices, too. Employers can make such a difference by creating policies that support women's health, offering resources and training, and really cultivating a culture where women feel comfortable talking about their experiences without being judged.
It's about going beyond just saying the right things and actually taking action to create a workplace where women feel valued and supported. What about on a personal level, though? What can women do to advocate for themselves at work?
I think the most important thing is to remember that you deserve support. Don't be afraid to ask for what you need. whether it's a more flexible work schedule, access to a quiet space to take breaks, or even adjusting your workload or responsibilities.
You have the right to speak up.
You absolutely do. And remember, you are not alone in this. By supporting each other, talking about our experiences, and advocating for change, we can create a much more positive and empowering experience for all women going through menopause.
It sounds like we've covered a lot of ground here, from HRT and other treatment options to advocating for ourselves at work and pushing for more inclusive work environments.
We have. But there's one more really crucial aspect of menopause that often gets overlooked, especially when we're talking about work.
Oh, I'm all ears. What is it?
Well, we've spent a lot of time talking about the physical and emotional changes of menopause, but we haven't really talked about the mental and cognitive shifts that can happen too.
That's true. We haven't really gone there yet. So what are some of those mental and cognitive challenges women might experience during menopause, and how can those impact their work lives?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? We talk about hot flashes and mood swings, but we don't really talk about the mental side of things, those cognitive shifts during menopause.
Yes, like it's the forgotten part of the whole experience.
Yeah.
Totally. So what's going on there? What can you tell us about those changes?
Well, you know, a lot of women experience what we call brain fog, that feeling of just not being as sharp as usual, having trouble concentrating, remembering things, or making decisions.
Oh yeah, brain fog. I've heard friends mention that, but I never really put it together with menopause.
It's a common thing, and it can be so frustrating, especially if you're in a job that demands a lot mentally.
Totally. Like, how does that actually impact work?
Well, think about it. You might suddenly find it harder to juggle a bunch of tasks at once, or follow those complicated instructions, or even just contribute your ideas during a brainstorming session.
Oh, I can see how that would be tough.
Right. You might have those great insights, but it takes a little longer for them to, you know, come together in your head.
So what can we do about this brain fog? How can we keep our minds sharp during menopause? Is it all about those brain training apps and puzzles?
Those can help, for sure. But research suggests that it's really about staying mentally engaged in lots of different ways.
Okay, so give me some examples, like what kind of things?
Well, learning a new skill is great. Or picking up a hobby that challenges you mentally. Even just having stimulating conversations can make a difference.
So it's like cross-training for your brain. You got to keep it active and working in new ways.
That's a great way to put it. And, you know, we can't forget about sleep.
Oh, right. Sleep is essential for pretty much everything.
Exactly. We already talked about how important sleep is for managing those other menopause symptoms, but it's also super crucial for your cognitive function, for how well your brain works.
I guess it makes sense, but I never really thought about it that way. Tell me more about that connection.
Sure. So when you're asleep, your brain is hard at work, right? It's consolidating memories, clearing out all those toxins. It's like hitting the reset button. But when you don't get enough sleep, those processes get all messed up.
Oh, wow. So it actually affects how our brains function.
Mm.
I'm starting to see how it all fits together. Sleep, stress, what we eat, it all plays a role. What about stress, though? How does that tie into all of this?
Ah, stress. That's a big one.
I have a feeling you're going to say it's not good for us.
Well, when you're stressed, your body releases this hormone called cortisol. And in small doses, it's actually helpful. But when you're stressed all the time and your cortisol levels are constantly high, it can actually mess with your memory and make it harder to think clearly.
So it's like stress is literally hijacking our brains.
Pretty much. That's why finding healthy ways to manage that stress is so important.
Okay. So what are some good ways to de-stress?
There are tons of things you can try. Exercise is a great one. Meditation, spending time in nature, even just doing something creative. Anything that helps you relax and unwind can really protect your brain health over time.
So self-care isn't just about feeling good. It's actually about taking care of our brains, too.
Exactly. And you know, all of this brings us back to something we've been talking about throughout our deep dive, the importance of support. You don't have to go through this alone.
Right. Whether it's talking to your doctor, connecting with other women, or even seeing a therapist, there are people who can help.
Absolutely. And there's so much power in sharing those experiences and supporting each other. It helps to normalize the conversation around menopause and create a real sense of community.
It's about empowering ourselves and each other.
Exactly. Because menopause is a transition, yes, but it can also be this incredible time of growth and self-discovery.
It's a chance to kind of redefine yourself, explore new possibilities.
And step into your power, both in your personal life and at work. It's about owning this stage of life and realizing that it doesn't have to define you. It can actually be a time of amazing strength and resilience.
So well said. And on that note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive into managing menopause at work. What are some final thoughts you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, I think the most important thing to remember is that menopause is a natural part of life. There's nothing to be afraid of or ashamed of. It's about embracing this next chapter and knowing that you have the strength to navigate it.
It's about taking charge of your health and well-being.
Yes. And while there might be some challenges along the way, menopause also brings opportunities for growth and reinvention. And by taking care of yourself, seeking support, and speaking up for what you need, you can continue to thrive in every aspect of your life.
Absolutely. To all those amazing women out there who are going through menopause, we see you, we support you, and we know how strong and resilient you are.
You are not alone on this journey.
And that wraps up our deep dive into managing menopause at work. We hope you found this conversation insightful and empowering. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep thriving.